It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Are we on? Dave?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, are we on, Dave? Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Dave, you got to pot Craig up. Dave?
He's not on yet. Hang on just a second.
This ought to be fun.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Are you there, Craig? Or Chase? Or
can you not hear
Dave?
Me?
The linchpin has been sheared, and the wheels are off.
Hey.
Craig, are you on? Craig is not on.
Craig has to call.
Really, kind of tough because this was his segment.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Well, I will tell you, I'm going to try and play Craig Ranch today.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Oh, I love that one. I'm going to try to play Craig Ranch today. All right, yes, it's time for the emergency break of the week, that longtime Friday tradition, a very special Valentine's Day edition, and it's brought to you by Classic BMW of Plano. We're going to give you three candidates. You get a chance to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Well, candidate number one, he used to be from noon to three. Now you hear him from three to seven. It's Bob. And from time to time, we have trouble not listening here on the show. Someone will say something, and then we'll make that same reference just seconds later. We've had some quicker turnarounds than this one, but Bob was quickly initiated to 3 to 7 for not listening.
You just got to figure if you're a you're probably not Brad Pitt driving a truck either, so.
That's offensive.
Mm-hmm. But true.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about when Stallone did
I was going to say, what about Lincoln,
how about
Lincoln
Jerry
Hawk?
All right, you guys, this is a great idea for your show. Hottest P1 truck driving males. You just get around to it.
And you think this? You think the one snowman ever had a lot lizard?
You'll thank me later. Oh yeah, Burt Reynolds, was he a truck driver?
Jay writes, "Dear Dan,
Stallone was."
I really was referring to Jerry Reed, but
hang on.
Uh-oh. He's back.
So it doesn't matter what side of the table you're sitting on.
You just don't listen.
Might have wandered off there for a moment.
Oh, my.
I think Brad Pitt was the first one. Stallone was second. Mentioned there mm-hmm. that Bob didn't quite pick up. Got a good Corby laugh there anyway. All right, one more time just for kicks.
Yeah, you just got to figure if you're a you're probably not Brad Pitt driving a truck either, so.
That's offensive.
Mm-hmm. But true.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about when Stallone did
I was going to say, what about Lincoln,
how about
Lincoln
Jerry
Hawk?
All right, you guys, this is a great idea for your show. Hottest P1 truck driving males. You just get around to it.
And you think this? You think the one snowman ever had a lot lizard?
You'll thank me later. Oh yeah, Burt Reynolds, was he a truck driver?
Jay writes, "Dear Dan,
Stallone was."
I really was referring to Jerry Reed, but
hang on.
Uh-oh. He's back.
So it doesn't matter what side of the table you're sitting on.
You just don't listen.
Might have wandered off there for a moment.
Oh, my.
Might have 20 seconds was the count there. So we've had quicker turnarounds than that, but yeah, we do get new listeners all the time. Maybe every 20 seconds we're getting new listeners, and Bob was thinking about those listeners when he mentioned Stallone again. All right, Bob is candidate number one. Candidate number two is the guy who runs our board, Big Strong Jeremy. This was during Norm and D. And for some reason, while Mike was talking, Jared turned off his mic and it caused quite a stir.
Three bottles, 3 hours. Do it for the P1.
We're at the compound? Yes.
Yep. Three different flavors?
Yeah, I just wouldn't do it up here because I couldn't get home. But yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sun Peak Peach, Strawberry Hill, and
Wild Cherry.
Okay. Oh. I don't think I've ever had that.
I'm looking at the thing. They have watermelon, wild...
What happened to your mic?
You see, it just turned off.
What happened?
Did you do that?
Yeah, I was...
Did you...
Jer had enough of you.
Jeremy, did Mike say something that he shouldn't have? What happened there?
I said, did you do that? Yeah, I was.
Is this what happened to Eminem on Sunday?
What the heck?
Okay, several things at work there. Is Donovan claiming he can drink 3 bottles of wine?
Boone's Farm.
How big are those bottles? Like, is it a wine cooler, Boone's Farm? Is it sold in wine cooler size, or is it like a bottle of wine?
Pretty good sized bottle.
That sounds like a lot of wine. That sounds like an outrageous claim. And if, as you listen again, I think Soroy has bubble voice as he's trying to talk before Jer turns off his mic.
3 bottles, 3 hours. Do it for the P1.
Not that part. This part coming.
We're at the compound. Yes.
Yep. 3 different flavors.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do it up here because I couldn't get home. But yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sun Peak Peach, Strawberry Hill, and
Wild Cherry.
Okay. Oh. I don't think I've ever had that.
I'm looking at the thing. They have watermelon. Wild.
What happened to your mic?
You see, it just turned off.
What happened?
Did you do that?
Yeah, I was.
Did you?
Jer had enough of you.
Jeremy, did Mike say something that he shouldn't have? What happened there?
I said, did you do that? Yeah, I was.
Is this what happened to Eminem on Sunday?
What the heck?
Okay.
So Boone's Farm wine, 23-ounce bottle, so normal wine bottle size. And if you want, for example, the Sun Peak Peach, that'll set you back $2.99.
$299. It must be $2 pretty nice vintage.
$2.99.
Very reasonable. Mm. Man, you get sick as a dog drinking that.
Yes.
3 bottles of that? Okay, write that one down. Don't let Donnie out on that one when we go to compound. I don't think that can be done. But, Jer, pushing the wrong button makes you candidate number 2.
I accept it.
Candidate number 3 from the morning show, Gordon Keith. Just 1 week ago, we were just trying to start the interview and our weekly visit with Razor, and somehow Gordon had to grab a hold of the steering wheel. Gordo's Corner coming up here at 9:15. We'll get some fantastic Friday feedback. Here's a longtime Friday tradition. Talking Stick and Puck, the game of hockey with Daryl Razor Ray. We've got live action for you tonight on the ticket. Stars and Minnesota at the AAC. And Razor joins us now, and we haven't talked to him in a few days. How you doing, Razor?
Is that trigger cock for me?
No, that's no. For fantastic Friday feedback. Jer hates that.
That trigger what?
Good morning, Gordo.
Now, here's Gordon's contribution to the visit this week.
You know.
Don't you cock a trigger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know what Gordon's problem is.
Yeah, I do. I do. Sophomore.
That's right. You're exactly right. All right,
But funny.
Yeah, he is funny. You haven't tried to talk to Razor in like 8 years. Why did you choose that moment?
Because I just got interested in hockey.
At that very moment.
I'm into this run that the Stars are on.
Yeah? God. Tell us more.
Just, I think they've been doing good against Gretzky.
Gretzky.
Hmm. All right, one more time, Jer. Gordo's Corner coming up here at 9:15. We'll get some fantastic Friday feedback. Here's a longtime Friday tradition. Talking Stick and Puck, the game of hockey with Daryl Razor Ray. We've got live action for you tonight on the ticket. Stars and Minnesota at the AAC. And Razor joins us now, and we haven't talked to him in a few days. How you doing, Razor?
Is that trigger cock for me?
No, that's no. For fantastic Friday feedback. Jer hates that.
That trigger what?
Good morning, Gordo.
Now, here's Gordon's contribution to the visit this week.
You know.
Don't you cock a trigger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know what Gordon's problem is.
Yeah, I do. I do. Sophomore.
That's right. You're exactly right. All right,
But funny.
Yeah, he is funny. Way to go, Gordo. Way to go. You are candidate number 3. So it's Bob, Jer, or Gordo at 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Have a happy and hot VD to all of you, Gordon.
Thank you, sir. That's the way to vote. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Boys, it's your gal pal, Susan Hawk again. What's up?
Hey, this is still so strange that Susan Hawk calls.
Everybody have a good Christmas or what?
Yeah, everybody had a good one, I think, yeah.
Is it still pretzels, Gordon?
Is it still pretzels?
Yes. Good question.
When is Jesus coming back?
I don't know, Susan.
Are you going to vote,
you have
Susan?
A vote?
Can we get the Colorado State Rams game on tonight?
Okay.
Almost sounds like the fake Billy Tubbs.
Yeah,
almost. Thank you, Susan. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yo, Jer.
Hey. What up?
Born.
Love you, 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 love you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Whenever Bob Sturm wears a Bazooka Joe turtleneck, he looks like a giant uncircumcised penis.
All right, man.
Hey.
It's unfair.
Just shot at Bob
Please.
Like that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Yeah?
Yeah, hey, ring right here. I like to vote for Gordon.
Okay.
Who? What?
Yes, sir.
He said Gordon. I don't know who his name.
Who are you?
I'm Randy White, Jeep Dodge Chrysler.
Oh, it's Randy White, the Manster. Okay.
All right,
okay.
Manster.
Tell you what.
Cowboy Hall of Famer.
Thank you.
Sound like him.
Manster called up this morning. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. It's Jeremy Benn.
Hey, we were just talking about you yesterday. You were really low energy after the game the other night.
Did you see my kick-ass hat trick? It was awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
So excited. I'd like to thank Tyler Seguin for finally scoring a freaking goal.
Okay? Yeah.
Shout out to Smunky, my creator, FMFC forever, and Kimmy Gordo. Thanks, guys.
Well, I just put him out. That took a lot to do
such
that.
Such a strain.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey guys, it's E-Break Man here with a sweet Valentine's Day song. 2, 3, 4, voting and sucking and sucking, voting and sucking and sucking, voting and sucking and sucking. Voting and sucking and sucking, voting and sucking and sucking, voting and sucking and sucking. It's Valentine's Day. And I'll vote for Gordo. He'll be voting and sucking and sucking, voting and sucking and sucking, voting and sucking and sucking.
We don't have to hear another verse of that, do we? I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Google, show me photos of Junior eating scallops.
That creepy Google commercial.
That's funny. Eating scallops. Hi, you're on the ticket.
You know, there is no way you guys are getting new listeners every 20 seconds.
Maybe.
Come on. No. Hey, you guys shave your balls?
All right.
Good Lord.
That's just so offensive. Please.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, you, Adrian. I got to dump off a load here. Can you help me out?
It's a Bob boat.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to very humbly brag that I've drank 4 bottles of Boone's before. And I also want to say there's chickens, there's roosters, and there's cocks.
Sure. It's like an undervote, right?
That's a vote for Gordo there.
But what about the Boone's wine?
Right.
Isn't that a Saroy vote?
That's an overvote,
then. Yeah, I guess he overvoted. We won't count it. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I would like to vote for fake Jamie Benn.
He's just
voter.
A caller. He's not a candidate. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Roses are red, violets are blue. I would like to place a responsible vote for Gordon Keith. I'm trailing off. Oh, God!
Well, that does put him over the top and gives Gordo a win.
Yes.
Congratulations, Gordo. Gordo's Corner coming up here at 9:15. We'll get some fantastic Friday feedback. Here's a longtime Friday tradition. Talking stick and puck, the game of hockey with Daryl Razor Ray. We've got live action for you tonight on the ticket. Stars and Minnesota at the AAC. And Razor joins us now, and we haven't talked to him in a few days. How you doing, Razor?
Was that trigger cock for me?
No, that's no. for Fantastic Friday feedback. Jer hates that.
That trigger what?
Good morning, Gordo.
Yeah, there's Gordon's contribution to the visit this week.
You know.
Don't you cock a trigger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't?
Sure. I don't know hey, what Gordon's look. Problem is.
Yeah, I do. I do. Sophomore.
That's right. You're exactly right. All right,
funny,
so.
But funny.
Yeah, he is funny. Sophomore Gordo with the win. How many?
82nd win for the arsonist.
And you don't cock a trigger. Cock the hammer. Right?
Pull the
That's
trigger.
That's true.
Yeah.
He
yeah,
you should pull know the trigger. If it involves that word.
Way to go,
Gordo. I know everything about cocking.
You're in the 80s.
Yeah.
What?